my God, why have you forsaken me? These are words that in Gospels other than John are recorded as having been said by Jesus from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? We hear these words, and we wonder perhaps just what Jesus was feeling on the cross. Pain, distress, abandonment, frustration, loss. We can't know exactly, but we remember that Scripture tells us that Jesus was a person like you and me. And our faith says that he was fully human in addition to being fully divine. And so as we contemplate the prospect of crucified Jesus, we recoil in horror at the image, at the suffering, at the pain. And perhaps we are also disturbed for another reason. Because we hear these words of doubt and wondering from Jesus. My God, why have you forsaken me? And perhaps we wonder if Jesus, the King of Israel, the Messiah, the Son of God, can ask this question. What hope is there for us? But then we think back to the psalm that we read together a few minutes ago. Jesus' cry from the cross is taken from Psalm 22, which tradition tells us was written by David. And we remember his story, that great king of Israel who ruled some 900 years before the time of Jesus. We remember how he at one point was a fugitive, fleeing from Saul, who sought to kill him because Saul saw David as a usurper. David, who had been chosen by God to be a new leader for the people, had become a man on the run. We know that David's reign was turbulent, and he had to deal with his troubles. These are the words that Jesus quotes. My God, why have you forsaken me? But then we remember the rest of the psalm. And while it is filled with pain and sorrow and loss, we also hear confidence and conviction and a belief that there is someone to whom one can turn. The psalmist David pours out his heart, empties his soul to God. And quoting these words from the cross, Jesus does the same and helps us to know that we can too. This day, this Good Friday, is the darkest of days of the Christian year. And we are able to move through it because we know this is not the end of the story. Instead, it is the conclusion of a chapter. And we know that when we turn the page, we will find ourselves in Easter, revived and resurrected. But think back to the women at the foot of the cross. Think back to the beloved disciple. They did not know there was more to be written. On that day when Jesus was crucified, hopes and dreams and visions had all appeared to be extinguished. And yet, even then, Jesus offered hope, forging a new tie between his mother and his friend. Even in the darkness, there is light. We hear these words on Good Friday, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we are reminded that when we enter into relationship with God, we are called to do so fully and honestly, to hold nothing back, to share all with God. God seeks not just our praise, but our questions, not just our faith, but our doubt. And so, when we hear those words, my God, why have you forsaken me? We can be assured that God's response is, I have not. I am here. I am with you. For we remember that on that day long ago, the fully human Jesus is also the fully divine Jesus. That was God nailed to the cross. God sharing our pain. God sharing our suffering. God knowing and experiencing every hell we can go through. God chooses to be with you. God chooses to be with me, just as God chose to be with and in Jesus. So on this day, we remember what we learned reading books long ago. We shouldn't race to the end. We should try to savor each page. And so this day, we should be present with the pain and the suffering and the loss and the sorrow, knowing that we can bring these things to God, knowing that God will be with us, that we should not diminish these experiences, but know that God stands with us. And that is why this day is a Good Friday.